Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time when every alcohol brand must ask, should we make a seltzer? And our answer is no. Introducing Tito's in a can. It's literally an empty can that we're selling. That's right. You add the Tito's and the soda and the lime and whatever. Now you can drink your Tito's from a double insulated, refillable, cold, hard can. In all these canned drinking places, we don't make seltzers. You do.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Guy. He took a piece of the pie and bit it, got with it.
control. Welcome to the Jesus Show. Thank you, Brother O, for that track. Honor to everybody on this day. Welcome again to the Jesus Show, airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria, honey. Broadcasting now. The call-in number is area code 516-453-9133. Please press number 1 to join the conversation. And tonight, my daughter, she whispered in my ear and said, Mom, talk about finding thyself, finding thyself, from the mouth of a 22-year-old now anyway. So please feel free to call in, please, tonight. Shall you be led in your heart? And again, the call-in number is area code 516-453-9133. Press number 1 to join the conversation, honey. So, finding thyself. So, I guess I'll just start with myself. As far as finding thyself, honor to everybody on Instagram. Yeah. So, finding the self. First of all, let me speak just comfort to everybody. I speak comfort to all of those who need comfort. I speak peace of mind to all of those who can use a peace of mind, honey. If I could kiss your tears, I would. I say honor to you and all that you are, all that you will discover within yourself, and all of the prosperity that you will bear witness to. I say glory on to your existence on this planet, honey. And my topic tonight is based on your glorious existence, which is finding thyself. Now, when I say finding thyself, yo, I'ma go deep as always. When I say finding thyself is a more deeper depth than what we have seen with our eyes in this physical plane. Finding thyself is a deeper depth than what we have been taught. And a lot of the world keeps hearing about that over and over and over again. You got to deprogram. What we were taught was a lie. What we were taught in this world, I mean the whole world, is all fuckery. You know what I'm saying? And it is. Hello. Because the heart doesn't lie. So the entire human population, whether in tune with it or not, but millions are in tune with the resurrection of a global awakening. And not only are we awakening in flesh and blood, but many are also awakening in other atmospheres that are one with us, such as the heavens. So in saying that, finding thyself, one of the keys to finding the self is understanding your dreams. That is the key to finding the self, because in your dreams, can't nobody teach you this shit. Can't nobody teach you what God is. Can't nobody give you no religion to practice in your dreams. You see what I'm saying? Can nobody teach you something like how you go to school? No. In your dreams, that's you. See, when it comes to the dreams, people will say you're crazy. See, they can't argue with that. Because these people who may not understand you, people who say that people are crazy because they speak of things that just was not heard of yet, when it comes to the dreams, that's not somebody who can really, they can't go against the shit. Because in the dreams, even people who may call you crazy for speaking of a higher intelligence, when it comes to the dreams, these people who think that you're crazy are experiencing what cannot really be explained in the physical plane. Right, because your spirit is in another dimension. Your spirit is another realm. Your spirit is in another atmosphere that is not here in flesh and blood, other than you dreaming about something on this plane. In saying that, when we go to sleep in flesh and blood, our spirits, or soul, if you want to perceive it that way, our spirits travel beyond this atmosphere. Hello? So that means that there's something of existence beyond this plane, which is your ass. When you dream, you are not here in this physical plane. That right there is an eye-opener. That right there rings a bell. That right there is connected to the core of your existence. When you see yourself and children as well in another plane that's not here, That's another atmosphere that we are well and alive in, that's existing right now as we speak. Finding thyself, there are many ways to find yourself. There is no particular one way. There are many of ways, infinite ways, I would say, because we're all wired different and we all will have many different experiences. You understand me? Finding the self, like I said, with the dreams, that's you in another atmosphere. That's you in another body. You're not in human flesh when you're dreaming at all. Even if you see yourself as a human being, you're not here. Mm-mm. You're not in a physical human brain consciousness awake walking around. Your human flesh, right, is laying down sleep. So, but yet when you close your eyes, you're not here. You're having activity in another atmosphere. You're seeing beings that don't look human. Hello. Then in dreams, we also see people who we know. We see people who we don't know. So right there, the dreams is another key to finding the self. I'm talking about the deeper depth of the self. I'm not talking about what your mom and your daddy perceive you as. I'm not talking about the way that the world stereotypes us and judge us. I'm talking about the true self within. And this world is coming through a global awakening for a deeper depth of the self due to the fuckery of the world, the artificial intelligence of the world in the first place. Each world, each civilization comes through an evolution. And right now, the human population, the human race, is coming through an evolution of a higher intelligence that we are born with. This higher intelligence is beyond human comprehension. Due to what we have been taught and told, everybody is in a different awakening stage right now. So, right, some people don't know what you talk about. Some people, we've been so brainwashed, some people don't want to hear it. That's why you don't force the truth on nobody. If somebody ain't asked your ass, don't tell them. You know what I'm saying? Because one have to come into a deeper depth of finding the self on their own. It's not something that someone can teach you. This is a self-experience. By me running my mouth, I'm just speaking into the grid of this plane for my own personal recordings and to spark something of substance in some of the listeners who can resonate with what I'm saying. Another way, please feel free to call in at area code 516-453-9133. Another way of finding thyself is paying attention to the experience that you come through where you don't have the same job. You don't have the same connections. Your life has been forced to let people go, get away from people. Marriages of 15, 20, and 30 years are coming to pass because we all connected for the purpose that we needed to through artificial intelligence, through the mind of another motherfucker. The way that this world is ran, someone told us to think like that. That's like someone told us to put on panties and we don't need no motherfucking panties. Someone told women to put a bra on in America. No. So the women are awakening that we don't need all that shit on us. Now, bigger women, whatever. Your titties weigh about 10 and 15 pounds. I understand because of your motherfucking back. But if you speak healing, man, all that goddamn weight will pass away. You can heal yourself from the power of thought for some people. Jesus, my ass. Finding thyself would take for this busy world to come more into a practice in the exercise of a devotion that I speak about a lot. Before one go up and before one start their day, going to work or whatever you do, to have at least an hour to yourself. When you get ready to go to bed, to have an hour or two to yourself with no devices, no screens, to the self. I encourage people when it comes to finding thyself, a deeper depth of the self into the soul, honey. This world don't talk about no soul. And do you wonder why the world is complaining about what this is happening, that's happening, that's happening, that's happening, that's happening? Yeah, because the soul is not involved. Love is not involved enough. on this plane. Okay? The soul was not involved. When one come to remember one's own soul, honey boo, your ass will see the heavens while standing in flesh and blood. Period. And your little Bible should have helped you with that. To be able to see the kingdoms while you standing in flesh and blood. And again, anything you pray to in some sky because someone told you to look up, motherfucker, if you can't see it, how do you know what the fuck you talking to? Finding thyself. Feel free to call in. Finding thyself. Another way to find thyself is through children. I ain't the only one. My children sat me down and told me about the entire heavens and the entire cosmos. Honey, I'm on the mic because of children. Children, a five-year-old and a fucking 11-year-old, sat me down and told me about heaven, honey, and then I was able to see the motherfucker. While standing in flesh, I could see my children's life in heaven. I could see my own life in heaven. Shitting me? That is the awakening that's taking place on this plane right now. Half these people talk about we came from the stars and we connected to the stars and this, that, and the third. Right. Many of us, tens and thousands around the world, finding each other, remembering each other. I done found about four women that done pushed me out of their ass. I done found about three fathers, honey, and plenty of brothers and sisters. I done found sisters that came out of a woman's ass, but I came out at another time. We were sisters, but let me say it like this. I done found women on this planet. We both done had the same mother, but a different timeline. Excuse me. I'm finding children I done birthed out of my ass. Not only in mermaid form, I'm finding children now, 19 years old, in flesh and blood, in human form, that I done birthed out of my mermaid ass in the motherfucking waters. I done found a child, three of them. I done had two abortions and a miscarriage. I done took care of all three of them motherfucking children in this life. Let me say this again to about finding myself. I found myself, and let me tell you this, that's why I could able to discern and understand, just like many all around this plane. I had a miscarriage because you can't just come through my ass. I had two abortions because I like to ride dick, but I couldn't alter my bloodline, okay? Just fucking Ray Ray type shit. You see what I'm saying when you battling with the spirit of lust in this avatar? So, I've had a miscarriage and two motherfucking abortions. Plus, I don't need that many niggas calling me mommy. That's not what the fuck I wrote before I came through my mother's ass, okay? So, my soul already knew that. So, I had two abortions and a miscarriage. All three of them nigga babies is here, honey, in my life. Because what will be. You just can't come through my royal ass, period. Woo. Next track, brother. Oh, give him a break for a minute.
Unprecedented rule of the lyrical land. Underground pool while the MC singer. True has achieved. The party can't believe what's coming off the speakers that the ears will see. Reject the definition of the various words all over every city. Who is heard? Communicating this fact. The teenage fry, dominating dictator. The project clock kicks the ball. Kick the ball. Came to do a show, exciting demonstrator, just so you know, the balance of power will rock this hour. People amazed and they just say, how about you, Grand Blue, the groundless crew, world's great assassinator, call me Sir Subdue, communist in control, a deadly controller, creator of rhythm, human minds are smooth, girl, and amazer, according to this jam will rock, and soar through the top of the lift, overtaking democratic, to get you ecstatic, a devil or a devil, cause the mic's a radical war, about to soar. That's what you're sober to plea on your knee, cause boo, more noble, smooth, so rare, you dare to compare, the genuine genius, a rap more fair to yours, your balls, I treat you like yours, and to make sure that you don't battle no more, it's a lyrical lesson, the MC's fake, not a rapper in the world who can shake, make or take, grand through rock, the crowd will jock, only way the ball stops, separated by cops, kick the ball. Metaphor direct opposite, paralleling your descendant from electoral wit. A pressure hard to beat, smarter rap, fresh sound. The road's long enough to be considered a gown. There's no natural answer to the bugles are hard. From the top of the app, not the boulevard. Kick the ball.
Thank you, Brother O, for another hip-hop, the birth of hip-hop era. Thank you so much. So, come on, y'all, call in. Talk about soccer. I don't have to turn into the motherfucking dragon. Brother O, there go your baby sis, man. So, tonight, I'm talking about the topic is finding thyself. And I'm just speaking of little things that I'm in tune with, finding the self. But it's finding ourself again comes in infinite ways for each individual. There's no particular way because everybody is different, of course. So tonight's topic is about finding thyself. Where could I start off? I spoke about, like, using myself, how minds went, but this is happening for a lot of people, and it's very important because it's a soul contract. The children. When I awakened, I was 32 years old. A 5-year-old boy and a 11-year-old girl, which is my son and my daughter, those children sat me down and told me all of the heavens, about their life in heaven, about me in heaven, about the world in heaven, and I began to see. Yes, please use the number. Please use the number. Please use the number, nephew. Please. My two children, let me say this again. Somebody wants to call in. Hopefully he'll make it. My two children, a 5-year-old and 11-year-old at the time, sat me down and spoke to me about heaven. Also, in the process of my children, like the first week, I asked my daughter one question. She was 11 years old. I said, do you feel like something is after you that's not in flesh and it's not an animal? She said, yes. I said, yo, ever since you was born, I felt something was after you, but it's not in flesh and it's not an animal. That night I had a dream with her in it, my daughter, and some other close friends in it. And the next day I questioned my son. That little boy sat me the fuck down and told me about heaven. Yet at the same time, I was seeing. So I would see dark forces around me in my home. I would see dark forces prior to me questioning my daughter. I saw dark forces. I saw forces that would be hard to describe. I saw forces in my home that's very displeasing to look at with a human eye. Before I asked my children this question, it had been like 2 years, I was seeing forces, a higher being not in flesh and blood that was very displeasing to look at. Y'all ever heard of the movie Gremlins? And when the gremlins get wet with water, what the gremlin turn into? That's what I was seeing in my home. It was a projection of a holographic being. What I was seeing, my children would see. My son started educating me on what the fuck I was seeing. I could see it, but I couldn't grasp with a human brain that I'm looking at the supernatural. Let me say it like this. I was seeing what's called disagreeable supernatural and beings of light all at once. You know what I'm saying? All together. My children, my son and my daughter was walking me through what I was seeing as I would see myself in heaven where me and my children live. Then as I grew, I didn't understand then I saw what's holographically an angel in the house. I didn't understand how to communicate with them, so I used to write letters to the angels. Well, I got tired of that shit. I got tired of my children having to translate everything for me with these angelic holographic beings. I made a phone call to some chick named Queen Afua that's known in the world, but I didn't know that she was this big being in the world. My spirit led me to a chick named Queen Afua. That was 13 years ago, man. The woman, Queen Afua, what she taught me, she don't even speak about this shit, and she's got books out here. She's on big platforms, and she don't even speak about what she taught me. This woman gave me instructions of what to do in the water. I'm going to just say that. She gave me instructions of what to do in the water. The next day, I was able to communicate with angelic holographic beings on my own. I could see them, but I ain't understand how to communicate with them, so I was writing to them because I didn't want to keep using my children. I wanted to be as intelligent as my children was. So the next day after I had instructions of what to do on the water, which was a cleansing, it was me. I basically had to tell the universe to cleanse what I could not cleanse for my motherfucking self. I had to speak to a feminine energy in the heavens and say, could you remove what I cannot remove on my own? The next day, I was able to communicate with angelic beings. Oh, shit. Now I got to go through a test to understand the initiation that I've even reached this intelligence in my mind. What do you do with all of this? I'm seeing holographic beings. Everybody around me gonna think I'm crazy because what I'm being led to do within my heart ain't so common, honey. What my children are telling me, shit, is show me why I didn't have them in the school system. It would be impossible. Now I grasp why my son only went to school for 14 months. It didn't sit right in my heart to be giving my child away 5 motherfucking days a week. That's a goddamn sickness when a woman is carnal to the world. Period. You know this world, the same motherfuckers who complain about the shit in the world, the same shit I'm saying about the rest of you motherfuckers. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Because when you bring your children home with you or keep them home with you, honey, you can really know God, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You can see what prayers do. Like, I mean, in heaven. Like, what the fuck you talking to? So in saying that, as I start seeing my life in heaven while I'm standing in flesh, I go deeper. I see another me in another part of the heavens. Then I come to know another form of me in another part of heaven. I said, oh, shit, heaven young as fuck. Then I find out about another part of me that was created way before the motherfucking heavens. Then I start realizing the origin of heaven in the first place and how young and dumb it is and why the fucking Bible talk about the shit any goddamn way and all these wars. I became the Bible. I began to see and have understanding from a data that is installed in each human being, each child. This is why children on TikTok can play a piano at 2 years old. This is why babies are walking out. As soon as the woman pushes ass out, babies are walking. Babies are talking out of their mother's ass. These are children. My child was born. My son, I gave birth to an immortal child, motherfucker. The kid was reading encyclopedias by five. He remembered the entire human body by five, nigga. That ain't saying shit. When I speak of my child, I speak of millions of children. What did I do? I stopped fucking my children's nervous system up and their development by making them get up and get the fuck away from me to go sit in a goddamn demonic dungeon called school, motherfucker. Talk about you know God. Fuck out of here. You wonder why the world got to pray so goddamn much. Because some of you niggas skipped the goddamn assignment is what the fuck is going on. I come to remind you. So what? How I say it. So? That's what's wrong with this world now. Stupid shit. Get the message. If I talk to you all nice and gentle, you still going to think I'm motherfucking crazy. All because I'm saying what you ain't heard yet. But you going to remember my motherfucking name when you leave your little meat suit you sitting in. I meet you on the other side to tell you confirmation. The children of the world know the heavens. The only reason why they don't talk about it because your ass don't talk about it because somebody taught you how to pray all fucking day. And get the responsibility to something you can't even see called God. You listening to a God. I teach gods. I've created many of them. Any questions? Huh? You ain't smart enough to question a motherfucking religious system. You need to be smart enough to question me. If I was you, I'd be asking questions. Huh? Don't let me, excuse me, except for those who I interrupt your demons, excuse me. Don't let me interrupt your demons, honey, because you wear a motherfucking mask on this plane. Next track, brother O.
Drop the sign. science. I'm dropping science.
Thank you, brother. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Welcome again to the Caesar Show, airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The call-in number is area code 516-453-9133. Press the number 1 to join the conversation. We are airing live right now. We have a caller number 1. Caller number 1, who's calling? Where you calling from, honey?
Peace. What's going on, mother? How you feeling?
How you doing? Shout out to Baltimore.
I can't complain. It's Felicia Dorsey's nephew. I had to just patch in and see what's up, tap in with you, see how you feeling, goddess.
Say that again. I'm so sorry, brother. Can you say that again?
Oh, it's Felicia Dorsey's nephew, Saquon. I'm in a live, too. Again,
brother,
I just had to
tap
in and see what's up.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. You got in.
Absolutely, tonight. Yeah.
Thank you so much. An honor to your aunt, to my sister. And so, well, tonight you hear me blowing, right? Blowing. So I'm speaking about finding the self. And there's so many different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I wanted to touch on just a little bit. Well, I'm 22 and I've had quite a journey. You know, quite an experience in my journey. And I wanted to touch on, you know, how walking in your purpose will peel so many of those layers back off of your so-called character or so-called personality while you're really out there doing the work that's necessary. And for a long time, I was into, like, like tool divination, like tarot was my thing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped a lot of people through tarot. You know, I helped a lot of people heal in that And as I started to evolve in my knowledge and application of knowledge, I got to a point where it was real, like, deep spiritual healing. Like, I had the, I say an exorcism, but really it came to make me understand what that practice, that art of divination really is, and it's connecting the mind back to the soul within the
yes.
And performing that act really let me know, like, oh, man, it gets so much deeper than this, because that was something that I had accomplished. I don't want to say, like, with ease, but it was very natural to me. And
right.
So building from there, it was like, shit, it's levels to this motherfucker for real.
Right, boy.
Serious levels to this thing.
Yo, nephew, let me say this to you. For 7 years, I've been speaking about you. I've been speaking about 30 and under, particularly 25 and under. You're why I'm here. So that 10 million strong, bro, who came back from the future can pass the paradise to you. For you to embrace, honey, I go, yo, bruh, 10 million strong. I get ready to bring the original earth to you, baby. The original earth to you, baby. But me and 10 million, we got to fix some shit real quick. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
word. We
got
to see the earth is already ready. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, I've been speaking about your generation for 7 years because I know you know. You see what I'm saying?
Man. The visions that I be having, the way... The blue indigo babies look at me, the blue crystal babies look at me, you know, because they're straight love. I'm the last of the chaos being.
Right! God damn it. I'm about to throw the phone.
Like, it's very, you know, we're still, I'm a mama's boy in the sense of very, like, Noble Drew Ali laid out the blueprint to pursue knowledge, or like how some of the babas or some of the sheiks and some of the old magis will lay out the pursuit of, you know, knowledge and really being heavy. Oh, got a message.
Yeah.
And really being heavy in the application of that universal and divine law. You know what I mean? I'm that kind of mama's boy.
Yeah.
But, you know, my auntie got another little baby that she's taking care of, and he's a straight love being. He's not with the chaos. He's not with the war. He don't want none of that. That's not his thing. He's 100% love. He don't know. He's war.
Yo, nephew. Nephew, we got niggas here who only came to tear shit up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Matter
For
of fact,
real.
A lot of them don't even, you know, a lot of them, people would never think that they awaken or enlighten. Some of them just blog. They don't speak like us. They won't put it out there because, you know, we got chaos beings that's just here to tear this shit up. Period.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Yes.
Straight titans from the old guard, the barbarous ones, I don't even want to, like, Numidians. We got Carthaginians. We got ancient, primordial beings, ancient, like, we talking
all of the chief, right?
Oceanus, Atlantis being type.
Come on.
Not even to mention any of the intergalactic beings that are here.
Come on.
Like,
man,
come on
it's
now.
Amazing. I've been grateful because of the topic is find thyself, right? So because I've reaching a height, right? Because that light is open, even though it was written in, nephew, I've been granted the fulfillment to tour 3 races around this plane. Hey, Felicia, to tour 3 races, they're new. We've got new races from another orbit that is joining us. You see what I'm saying? 3 races, this is 5 and 6 years ago, where, like, I've had to tell them, like, why do the dog's tail wag? Why does the dog hair stand up? Why does the dog bark? But why is the bark a different sound, a different tone when the dog is excited versus the dog feeling the energy of a trespasser? You see what I'm saying? Versus the dog just seeing a fucking cat. You know what I'm saying? The bark is different. So these new races that our new, or because we're in a new orbit now, you know what I'm saying? Especially Atlantis, you know what I'm saying? So we have
so
joined new races.
So that's what all that shit is about.
Even having to tell these new, show a new race what the fuck a nail clipper is and how to use it, why I have to use, what fingers I have to use to use the nail clipper. And want to know, I have to explain, why do we cut our nails? How often? But I have to tell them that each human nail grows differently. Bro, you talk about giving a race a fucking torso, but check this. Now, you know how we got our team with us, but our team can't be seen with a human eye. So my team is on assignment, so they take the races through the waters. They take them niggas over to Japan. They take these niggas to Canada. You see what I'm saying? My assignment is to show these niggas why is there a light in the ceiling? What is that? And why am I using the light switch on the wall? But why does this lamp not have a light switch but a pull cord? Bruh, you talk about showing another race, this motherfucker? Bruh, you know what I'm saying? Show why does speed... Okay, one more thing. The speed of liquid going into a motherfucking cup, bruh. They want to know.
Oh, man.
How is this possible?
They're not even dealing with anything of a material function.
Right. So this is part of why this race came to me, because I had already gave birth to a immortal son. So the son was automatically in tune. So by me giving birth to immortal son, he come through my blood. That was another reason why there were, because my son has his section too. See, what my son spoke to these motherfuckers in a light language that I didn't evolve to yet. You following me? He knew how to speak in their language. I ain't doing all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're really like a guardian of the gate.
Yes. Yes.
So you've been known about the war since this flick pig bastard motherfucker tried to be Enlil and Enki back in the day.
See, who you just spoke about is my two blood brothers. You
so
talking to one of the 24. Nephew, are you talking to one of the Lord of the Rings, Guardians of the Rings? But I got to play this track, bro. Hold on, nephew. I got to play this track.
Yo, what's up, Coochie?
Yo, what up, Fat Ted?
Yo, what's up, Trav?
What's up, Fat Man?
Who's over there? He's ready to get bit.
Oh,
yo, Fat, you know what? I like this beat you brought.
Yo, told you about it.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take it into my ultra laboratory and hook it up.
Man,
yo,
it up.
Bust this. Now that's funky.
Oh, I tell ya, boy.
We are. This is so funky that we'll send Mo back to the turntables and you gonna follow the rest of the mix.
Wait, yo, get it now.
And we're gonna do this. It's funky. I know you wanna ride, brother.
I only will rag them and wait.
honor to your DNA. The best to you all. Do it all. Oh. Ooh, welcome back to the Jesus Show. Brother O, his nephew still there in the queue with me. Brother
peace,
O.
Peace.
There you go, nephew. Thank you again for this space and taking out the space to even want to call in, because this is getting juicy.
Gratitude to you, tenfold gratitude to you, mother. It's always great to write with y'all. I see your videos currently, so to really tap in with you and catch up with you in real time is beautiful.
Thank you. And, you know, finding the self, right? So online, I'm just demonstrating and being free, and I'm showing the many versions of us. I have a brother that walked this plane. His name is Yahshua. He's from the Black Panther realm. The world called him Jesus, but he's from the Black Panther realm. And he was the last one that we sent down to this motherfucker, honey. He was the last one that we sent to this motherfucker. And what he came here for was to redeem the upgrade of the DNA. Yo, this nigga was flying on the planet. He was taking heads off. Talk about walk on water. Man, he was taking heads off. This motherfucker went around to every city to call out the governments. He was a revolutionary. He was the greatest warrior, greater than Achilles. He was everything. He came to show that we are the witch breeder, the witch master, the portal master, the chakra master. We can fly. We are the voodoo god. We are the dragon. All that shit is in us. We everything. We came back with everything in us. Man, that motherfucker said they will do greater work. So you think we wasn't going to come and show our ass in flesh and blood after we done let this nigga come and sacrifice? And Chaz goddamn surfaced the fuck up. Yeah, he did. He was the youngest to finish the goddamn school. The motherfucker completed my shit. It has never been done in the history of the Age of Iron. He was the youngest to ever do it. Fuck out of here. That nigga was so powerful, we don't even need a mystery school no more. We are the motherfucking mystery. Yo, that's my blood right there, the Black Panther family. You know what I'm saying? And here we are, nephew. We are demonstrating. So when people see me who have an eye to see, you know, because I show my humanism. I ain't about to talk about healing all motherfucking day. You see what I'm saying? I got an imagination. So I'm just being. You see, so I show many versions of me. But I don't do it for no validation. I do it for me to put it back into the grid for the motherfucking recording so these niggas can read about me again. Say no more.
That's what I try to translate to my bloodline, is that within this carbon body, you got the ability to tap into the multifaceted aspects of your being. You are the archetype for the mythos. You get me? You are the statues that were made within the idolatry. You are who was given the praise and worship. You are Anpu. You are Tahuti. You are Djedé. You are the ancient black goddess Leviathan. You are Tiamat. You understand what I'm saying? You are Oceanus. You are Atlantis. You get what I'm saying? You are these energies.
All of
you are
shit.
Hermes. You are Khemu. You are Osiris. You are Heru. You are Hakat. You understand what I'm saying, Sekhmet? You are all people in flesh. It's so many different aspects. Melanin rides on a spectrum of peaks and valleys. It's where you're going to take the spectrum, and you got to understand that when you're dealing with light, when you're dealing with this light energy, when you're dealing with sound frequency energy, that spectrum that they show you as a peak and valley is a sound wave that's going horizontally. It's not going across your horizon up and down. It's standing vertically and it's going back and forth because it's on a two-dimensional graph reader. They done tricked your mind by laying that thing down landscape. You need to look at it in portrait mode and understand that the way that the spectrum moves within sound is in an upward spiral motion. That's what they're showing you on a seismograph. That's what they're showing you on a heart monitor. That's what they're showing you with the metronome. That's what this is. That's what you're dealing with. But, you know, they can't give it to you just straight like that. The devil is a liar.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on.
But
plus,
more
bro.
So among that than a liar, he's an excellent deceiver. It's really an art of deception that's being dealt with here. It's not so much so a lie, because there's in this realm, there's a lie in every truth, a truth in every lie.
Come on. Ooh, drops the mic on him. 22.
So he got to really deal with deception, and he can't create nothing new. So he got to flip your shit in a way that you don't automatically recognize that you did it already.
Whew. Nephew,
that's
nephew,
the,
can
that's
you hold
the
on?
The translation we getting into.
Powerful nephew, nephew, I got another caller calling in. Whew, you done lit them up. You got them calling now. Now they want to talk. Come on with it. Caller number two.
Yo, caller this is Clever two. One. One half of the Bulls Gazette. Represent from the glory side of Philadelphia, where we can see the bottom of your aunt's ass hanging out of Daisy Duke's through the shed duster. But she's 72. What's good?
What's good, Philly? Honor to you, hubby. Love you, hubby. Honor to you, bro. Yo. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh.
Talking about finding yourself. And you know, finding yourself, bro, it ain't no one way. You see what I'm saying? So tonight, I'm talking about finding ourselves. And, you know, I just wanted some who felt led to call in, you know, to speak a little something, because I'm me. You know what I'm saying? But we got 9 billion on the planet. This is some beautiful shit going on. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear from you, and you.
Well, first of all, before I get started, right, I need you to get the, you know what I'm saying, the husband kit together. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need some slippers. I'm gonna need a robe, a beach towel. Let me see, a toothbrush with the batteries in it. You know what I mean? The kind that sound like a speedboat when you turn it on. What else I need? The bucket of chicken.
Wait, hold up! You gonna have to remind me about the toothbrush, because the nigga ain't got no teeth. So just remind me about that, hubby. I got you.
That's all right, baby. That's all right, baby. Listerine Cool Man to do it. You dig what I'm saying to you? I said you dig what I'm saying to you. That's
yes,
all I'm
baby.
Saying. So now that we got that established, I can get right to it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say this, right, because Clev One want to share something with y'all, you know what I'm saying, about some of my crazy kids and all that. You know what I mean? I got some, my little village is crazy. But I'm going to tell you about
okay.
one of them, you know what I'm saying, and then one of my psychopath baby mothers. Now, the thing about it is, I have a daughter with this. This is a daughter. Now, she at an early age, she was surprisingly, she could hold full conversations with grown people. Like at the age of like 2 years old, you know, they first start talking around it. They know a few words. They know about 12, 15 of them. You know what I'm saying? But she knew a whole goddamn conversation with grown people. You know what I'm saying? So it was real crazy to me. But what was happening was she had this imaginary friend that we couldn't see him. His name was Charlie. She had a name for this little gremlin and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Charlie,
I don't know if he was related to, I don't know if he was related to Gizmo and them niggas and nothing. I'm unsure. But we couldn't see him. So... But, you know, and it was ironic that she would know how to say things back to her mother, where, you know, the dialogues between her grown-ass mother that's older than me and this small toddler child having a dialogue of two women on The View, you hear me? I thought it was Whoopi Goldberg in this, but what the hell? So, like, what I'm saying is, and this went on where she grew, and the energy grew so bad where I had to get away. It was too big, too much for me, because they was having me like the Wicker Man in that motherfucker. So I had to get the fuck, you know what I mean? So look, you know, I had to take care of them from a distance, in which I do. You know what I'm saying? So as years progressed, I realized that she never went to school with other children. Why is this? Because she was too advanced as a child, going through things, combative, quarrelsome disputes with her mother at a grown woman's speed for a child. where, and at the time, and this whole time, this imaginary being was, it was educating her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Name Charlie. But what I'm saying is, that's how she, now she's about maybe, let me see, how old is this crazy one? Let me see. She about 20, 22, 21.
That's the oldest crazy one.
She about 20. She about 20, something like that. She about 20. She going on 19, 20, something like that. And, you know, she shows, so, like, she's very, and she communicates with, you know what I mean? She knows, I guess, I don't know, this whoever this Charlie is, she kind of puts on how to communicate long distance, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But... I don't tell people about these things because they don't understand it. But since we on here, we can talk about these things. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
These are elements of Shabiat where they don't understand none of that. So we're I witness it a lot. And not to say that I can explain it, but I can describe it how it's presented to me. Like I said, the small child was talking at a young age articulately. You know what I'm saying? I'll say. You know what I mean? Not Google Gaga shit talk. You know what I'm saying? This was, shut the fuck up. Who the hell are you talking to? Get away from my mother type of shit. You know? At this 2-3 years old. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, this type of speech coming out of this little baby. But that was something that I wanted to share based on the fact that is the self part was it of it is you never know how are you absorbing things and obtaining your knowledge and who you are and your characteristics and behaviorisms, what's fueling it, what's on your spirit, what's not on your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Are you in control of it? Are you on the sticks or is somebody else on the sticks and you a puppet on the strings?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So, boom. I just wanted to drop that on them. Clef One will be on here on Woo Wednesdays. I don't know which Woo Wednesday I'm going to be on because I'll be in the Phantom Zone. You know where Superman be locked up, floating in the mirror, not looking at nothing? I'll be in the Phantom Zone sometime like him. So, I don't know what joint. Oh, Brother O might have to help me out. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm going to help him out right now. You know, of course, you know, that Woo Wednesday is very, very important, y'all. So make sure you're on August the 9th, y'all. August 9th right here on WBNN.
August 9th, you heard that? You know what I'm saying? We saw Woo Wednesday. Brother O ain't even know what the hell money was. You heard that? You know what I'm saying? So that's how we doing it out here. That's how wild we
are. Yeah,
is.
It's true, man.
But
yo,
I'm clever.
Hey, sometimes it's October, but it's okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because it's October every night with me. It don't make me pull out the Halloween the 13th knife out on your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
hold up. October coming. Brother O, it's another award show coming.
Well, of course, at that time, that'll be in December. That'll be on the honors on the 8th of December. I mean, the way the year is going, it's crazy. It's already in the middle of July. You know what I mean? So we already had Bell Network Stars, right? We already had all of our wonderful rookies and all that, man. And guess what? We ain't finished yet. Go ahead, Clef One. Tell me who you are.
Well, listen, it is. I am the Bad Yoda. You know what I'm saying? Lighting up the green lightsaber force, the green kind right now. But I will be back. You heard the July 9th. I mean, who the hell was it? Yeah, July 9th. I'm Clever One, one half of the Boo Brothers.
Shut up, man.
Representing from the Ball Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your badass kids is up to 5 o'clock in the morning cursing other people out online while they playing Call of Duty. Check your satellites.
Poor Jesus. It's all in the spirit. Hey, Jesus, I know you ain't falling in the spirit right there, girl. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord. Anyway, let's go to our next track. Let's get it.
happened. One day I was rapping and all the beats Jeff was backing me up, and all of a sudden he brought in a cut and I dropped my microphone and said, what the hold up, Jeff, wait a minute, play it. He just smiled and
yeah, that's famous.
It was it made me wanna and we knew almost at once it was a so we continued to listen to it and we knew it was Jeff when I started rapping to it. So I gave a high five for Jeff and without hesitation popped in my cassette. I took it home that night and analyzed it, rewound the tape over and over and memorized it. That Friday we went to the club and out and out cold door it up. My homeboy Ready Rock. People fought just to get up front, to get a bird's eye view of what we call the brand new
You know, she's still felt in the spirit, y'all. You know, Christine Powell, better known as Jesus, you better get on this mic, man. What's up? Where you at, Jesus? She still fell out in the spirit, y'all. So, of course, all the people out there around the world, 516-453-9133, or just press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by them boys at the wonderful and go-to time multimedia. And what she's talking about tonight is very important. Because it's spirituality on level of understanding. This young lady's been on since 2018, and she's been amazing. And, you know, a lot of times she's misunderstood. That's okay. But, you know, people around the world love her following, and we love what she does on a constant basis. And, of course, you know, ode to her, because she's always cursing. So we're going to play a song that's the antithesis of her. Don't curse.
This one definitely goes down on the censorship tip. Everybody sit back, relax, and have a champagne sip. We gon' teach these people out there who are against pain what we wanna say the right way. You know what I'm saying? So what we gon' do? Kick back, swing with a funky beat by my man DJ P-Rock, producer extraordinaire. Yo, P-Rock.
can flex, bang, lend a pen to a friend. Keep a party pimping from now till then. I don't have to swear, curse, or juggle lyrics in the verse to make a party bubble. So Mr. Censorship, tell me what's your problem? The deli's on the corner, it's white, you can't solve them. How did she say it? I'm curious, G. Does she say, honey, love me, or baby, baby, fund me? Anyway, we'll say what we want to say. Play how we want to play, feel good that way. So G-Rap, it's time to kick up first. Do your man a favor, and don't curse.
Reversed and did it worse. First, I put a curse in every verse. I kinda got outrageous. Second, even made a record how I'm doing all the V-I-T-C-H's. Dust, it wasn't for the fuck. Every word that you heard, of course, I didn't give a shucks. And yo, I almost forgot. The curse is a plot, but it's getting kinda hot. So I'ma let profanity retire. Hey, but if worse come to worse, I'll cut you out like Richard Pryor. So grand poop will kick up first. But do your man a favor and don't curse.
I take a famous curse word and just say coof. Coof flips around the other way means huh. Boy, when I do it, see, I can't get stuck. Jump on a mic, then I earn a quick buck. Buck meaning loot. Then I grab some boots and step with my truth. For those who can't follow and got stuck, coof flip the other way means is this a curse? I freak the nation a haste, but I made sure I had my hat spaced. It's time to kick a race. God's cipher divine, we can't curse.
In the verse I say nope. Grab it by your hand, wash your mouth out with soap. Thinking to be the last one with the bad lingo. Scooping over skins in the church, playing bingo. Downs of the mecha dog, fresh from the tailor. Because it made a movie when he cussed like a sailor. Better yet, dialect dirty like a subway. Pick a funky loop fear to make it go the other way. In a vocabulary scrimmage, but cursing in my village ain't good for my image. So big daddy, you know it's time to kick a verse. But do your man a favor, don't curse.
The enter, rest of the scratch is not divine, so there's no need to censor. Kids wanna peep it, but you wanna beep it, what? I feel like slapping a sickle on your
chill, chill, sick, what?
Two magical rhymes are too tragical for any source to stop. Came from getting capital. If I thought sticking me was dissing me, man, don't you know that this would be worse than Stephen King's misery? So clean off of vanity, spilling it all to man to be. Rocking any microphone you hand to me. So heavy D, I'm about to disperse to kick another verse. And don't forget not to curse. Hey, yo, Big Daddy, check this out. I'm about to do some old fly, slick, smooth, on the trick type stuff. I'ma bring my little cousin, the producer of this joint. His name is DJ Pete Rock, definitely part of one of the family, you know what I'm saying, G? And he about to flex on his dead mic and get busy like a big cousin, you know what I'm saying? Check it. Big Rock, can't get hurt, but don't curse.
God bless, but I can't mess around with the curses, so I'ma kick verses, or a verse. Soul brother number one here to kick back. Smoke the microphone and produce crazy tracks. Yo, I'm a bad bro, let's start the flow. I'ma kick rhymes till it's time for me to go. I can't curse cause Heavy D said so. Now I'ma get back to the subject, get wrecked. If you think I'm bluffing, just check with the crew. P-Rock and CL Smooth, very down to earth. And we didn't have to curse.
Yeah, yeah, the abstract poet. Shoot tip from a dog, go bless it to wreck. You know what I'm saying? Got my man P-Rock and my man D in the house. And we're definitely chilling on a lifted tip. So bust the shit out. Flim flam flim like my big black stuff. Must I kick a curse to be rough enough? You can put the sticker where the sun don't shine. So back off and let me get mine. Visions in my head, one is dealing with hits. If I have four girls, then I'll lick face hits. Wait, don't wanna hear no drama. Cause the bum diddly hut is a fave of my mama's. So I'll blew out and get mad lifted. Don't have to stay up to show that I'm gifted. God bless me cause I reached my 21st FD. Don't drop a curse.
I'm talking about a verse without a curse, that's how I reach ya. I can rock a party without a swear or a harsh verb. Bad words, no curse words, Heavy D prefers. So swing, swing till the soul be clean rhythm. Before I say goodbye, let me tell you how I hit him. CLP, Rock, J, Rap, Maxwell, Big Daddy, Cute, Tip, and me as well. Down to say peace, thank beat for the beat. This funky beat was made for the street. Notice how clean that we kept every verse, but it was
course, you know, I'm the host of the Shisha Show, your boy Olasky, until our girl get ready. She's out in the spirit, y'all. The show is so dynamic that she's in Wonderland right now, but we're going to bring on another caller. Caller, you're live right now with me. I guess, you know, it's the Shisha Show with your old boy Olasky.
Hi, peace and blessings, brother O. And hi, Jesus. Jesus, you got to come back on. You know Sister Bessie is on here now.
Yeah. You know, she's suspended in air, yo. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. The wonderful Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 21. I love you, Sister Bessie. Go ahead and speak.
Yes, I wanted to ask her, did she hear about Walt Disney, what is it, Walt Disney World or Land? The police found 108 traffickers that work at Walt Disney World.
Wow.
And I wanted to know, did she know about that? And I wonder
right now we know about it through you. So as she's suspended in air, you know, remember now I'm the host of the Shisha Show now. So go ahead and talk.
Yes, they arrested 108 people that worked there, and part of them was pedophiles, and others were traffickers. You know, I've always said, and I believe Jesus has always said, the parents got to look out for their children. And I think I did a show a long while back about the cartoons and what they had in the cartoons. But I'm asking the parents out there, do you still want to take your children there after finding out 108 were arrested?
Hold on, Sister Bessie. Now reiterate that question to the person that is suspended in air. You know, Jesus, the one that pleases. She's back. She's not in the spirit. You're out in the spirit no more. She's talking to you right now. So guess what? So say that again to Jesus at this time in real life.
Hey, my sweetheart.
Hey, Mama Bessie, honor to you. Mama, honor. Love you always.
Oh, you know, I miss everybody. I miss you. But, you know, I had to call in because I don't know if a lot of people know what happened at Walt Disney World or Land. They arrested 108 traffickers and pedophiles. And I wanted to know, how did you feel about that? And also, the parents, I'm asking them a question. Do you still want to take your children after finding out they have these type of people working in those environments? And I just want to say, we don't even see the children and the adults that are missing in the United States. And I was in a doctor's office, and they normally had missing people, young ladies that were missing. And one lady complained about it, saying that it kind of messed with her nerves and stuff. We need to see how many people are missing. We need to see how many children are missing. But I wanted to say that because I know you love the children. You always speak on the protection of the children. So I want you to tell me what you think about that, about the arrest of the 108 traffickers at Walt Disney World.
Mama Bessie, I got to go deep. 2 years ago, in July, I traveled to Disney in Florida because I built that motherfucker for this planet. I designed that kingdom in heaven for this planet. Disney is the jurisdiction of the great central sun. 2 years ago in July, I went to Disney in Florida, and I reversed all of the curses. I reversed and dispelled all evilness. I built a tunnel inside this motherfucker and relieved hundreds of children that had been underground, because I can see underground. I see everything that the motherfucking military is doing and more. I'm way past that shit. So in saying that, when I went to Disney, I set the energy for all things to be revealed. And that's why these motherfuckers have been getting locked up. Matter of fact, I went to Disney for 6 days from the last week of July to August 3rd, and 17 motherfuckers got locked up when I was there. I'm not playing with this shit. I rule that shit. I own it. I built it for this planet. So this is why that's happening. It's going to shut the fuck down. Now, Disney World is the original school for all 2.6 billion children of the world, but because of the creator gods that took over this motherfucking planet, because I lost it in the war, this is why creator gods that niggas can't see with a human eye, because you don't try to, goddammit, is why Disney is being revealed and all of this shit is taking place with what my mama Bessie is telling you motherfuckers. That's why. When I tell you I run heaven, I'm in flesh and I'm standing in heaven right now cleaning this shit the fuck up, and I'm going to take this whole world out of your meat suit and I'm going to put you in a new paradise that your ass been praying to get to in the first place. Excuse me, Mother Bessie. Mama Bessie, I had a reason. Not by myself, but in flesh. But not by myself. We got a lot of motherfuckers, auntie. I mean, Mama Bessie, our family members. That's not in flesh. That's cleaning this shit up. I see all these evil motherfuckers. I can see inside the earth. I see every goddamn military operation. I see every motherfucker who not in flesh and blood, whether good or disagreeable, that's on this plane, above the plane, and especially in the waters. Shit me. And then we got problems on the surface. The waters are even fucking worse. We got kingdoms and temples in the motherfucking waters. It's worse in the waters to take this shit back. But see, the world, you only go by what you see in the motherfucking, you know, not you, mama, because you be spitting truth. So hell yeah, mama, I'm on assignment. That's my shit. Damn right. And the only reason why I came in the flesh was to turn this motherfucker around. But the work that I do, you can't see with a human eye. And if you know a God that you pray to, you should be able to see. That was all, honey.
Discernment. Well, you know, I love you, Jesus. And
love
keep
you,
up
mama.
The good work.
Thank you, mama. You too. I'm going to come on that porch one day. I'm stupid. Yo, is this caller number four? Or that's where we were, brother.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Can
you,
hear
me?
Hello,
Jesus, how are you?
My sister voice, honor to you, sis.
Excuse me, I'm on fire like a dragon, girl. But,
yeah, I hear you. I was just sitting here listening to what Mother Bessie was saying. Yeah, I heard that too. But then I also heard that, you know, that place sit on the portal to this earth, and that's what they was over there talking about. So you know anything about that? What I know, you be talking about portals. So is there a portal up under there?
Under where, baby?
Up under Walt Disney World.
Yeah, it was, and that's why I went down there. That's the portal to get the whole fucking world out of here. Had to move it. That's the portal. That's why Orlando is called Orlando, our land. That's the portal to get the whole fucking world out of here. But not anymore, of course, so I wouldn't have been saying it out loud. Sis, that's the portal to get the whole world out of here. There's a golden power inside the crust of the earth, or what's called this piece of shit we standing on. So yes, there is a portal, but that's from the old world. Even though we still in flesh, Angela, all the work that you doing, you in the new world now, baby. You see what I'm saying? So sis, that portal is from the old kingdom, from the old world, or old earth, if you will, sis.
Okay.
It's closed. That's part of why I went down there. I had to go remove. You know how people say Disney is magical? Well, there was a power that was in the presence, within the crust, within the plate, the surface of where Disney is, and I had to remove that motherfucker. Now, this is why all this shit is coming out. Coming out.
Yeah, that's
and there are so many other beings that's, you know, doing work, you know, that I can't even see that's, you know, bringing, you know, revelation, just as such as what y'all doing. You, Mama Bessie, and Hooney, my big sis, you know, Jerry Petito, Ava, you know what I'm saying? It all coming together, y'all.
Right. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate the show
appreciate
on tonight, for real. I appreciate the show
thank
on
you.
Tonight.
Thank you, sis.
But I just wanted to I just wanted to chime in, let you know that I was supporting, and I wanted to chime in.
You have one
that's
minute
it.
Left.
Thank you. Thank you. Honor to you, baby. God bless us. Woo! Tonight is powerful, finding thyself. And again, there's so many ways to find the self. No particular way. No particular way. The spirit is gentle. And the truth is in everything. There's no force on it. You know, some of us have to learn that, like me, as I had to grow and put a pamper on and move in the pull-ups. You see what I'm saying? Caller number 5 in queue. Welcome to the Sheezus Show. Who's calling?
Hi, Sheezus. How are you? This is Janice Beach. How you doing?
Hey, girl.
I'm sorry. I'm a little sick, so I'm not going to finish, but I wanted to call in to give you my support. And, you know, I like some of the things that you, you know, talk about. Like, me and my mother, we talked about photos and things like that before. And, excuse me, there's things that people are saying, like, when you go through the portal, you cannot come back. I want to know what you think about that. But before you answer the question, I just want to say that I am the host of The Power of Thoughts and also the new show, Joe Nacifar Amarte. And we had this show last night, so that will be 4 weeks from last night, which I don't know the date yet. But my show is July 28th, The Power of Thoughts. And, you know, I definitely wanted to give you my support, you know, and always call in and show you love. You know, I appreciate you speaking what your truth is. But I wanted to know what you thought about as far as the portal. And once you go through, I'm hearing you cannot come back. I want to know what you think about that.
I couldn't hear you. I can't hear the question clear.
I said if you go through the portal, I'm hearing you cannot come back. Like, you cannot return. I want to know what you think about that.
It's, the question is not specific enough because there are so many portals as far as going through a portal and not coming back. I just don't understand the question. What else has been said as far as not coming back? Or do you know, was anything added to what prevents a soul from not coming back, but coming back where? Here?
So let's
to see, this plane?
Back here. Let's say you were speaking about the portal.
See. When it comes to, I'm just speaking. I'm not saying there's no right or wrong because the cosmos, the fucking universe is too infinite for that right or wrong bullshit other than righteousness in your heart. That doesn't lie. But okay. Sis, I want to put this out here. Hopefully it makes sense. Cosmic sense, the sense to the brain inside the brain. Everybody don't come through a portal. Everybody, all souls don't come through a portal to come into flesh and blood. Many souls come in by sleep. I know because I go to get some of these motherfuckers who these bitches is pushing out, honey. Right now, as we speak, these chicks who deliver it naturally, I take sleep from here and go get them little nigga babies. It only take 1 minute and 7 seconds, honey, to get to the motherfucking sun on a ship. Anyway, sis, all souls don't even come through a fucking portal. Some do. Like, my daughter came through a portal. That's why her little ass got snatched the fuck up. She wasn't on the fleet. And I'm trying to figure out where the fuck was I. Anyway, all souls don't even come through a portal. I would suggest meditation within your own soul to verify this and, you know what I'm saying, for confirmation. Some souls come through a portal. Some souls don't come through a portal. Some souls come on a fleet. Some souls don't come through either one. Some souls come through a star chamber and get delivered through a pathway here. Like, there are tunnels that I got built right the fuck now. It's a pathway. So when a nigga leave the meat suit or come in, see, I got beings that I built a tunnel for that's coming in into the waters. They not even coming here in flesh and blood on the fucking surface. I got niggas coming here right now through pathways. That's not even coming here flushing blood, but they got shit to do. Again, I got niggas coming here right now, sis. They're coming through a pathway. It's not a portal, not by fleet, but through a pathway, like a tunnel system. Through a pathway. It's many a ways to get into this motherfucker. Then it's a lot of niggas ass trap. It's all about what one got access to. So I just wanted to put out there, contrary to the question, one portal that you don't go through because you'll never come back. There is a such there is a such existence where a motherfucker, like my mother always calling on Jesus, right? This bitch. And she always into this religious shit, right? Okay, fine. She created that shit for her fucking self. So when my mother left this bitch in 2016, her ass got fucking trapped. It's a movie called Soul. It's ain't the, oh, that movie, Don't Go to the Light, Carolyn. That shit is real. Now I can talk on that frequency. I got 17 million. That was in flesh, and when they left this motherfucker, their ass got snatched into fucking hell dimensions. It's a copy of heaven. It's called the mirror heaven. So my mother trapped ass trying to figure out why they fighting in heaven. Bitch, because you believed another motherfucker told you about God, told you what to pray to. You out of your fucking mind? When you leave this bitch, that's why my mother was sitting there. She untrapped, because us engineers, we untrapping all these motherfuckers. This is why people don't hear shit from their Uncle Jimmy who left. Don't hear shit from their mama ass, because that motherfucker, you are what the fuck you think. You believe in some shit another nigga told you to believe in, bitch, bye. It'd be a highway to heaven, ho. You know what I'm saying? You just get trapped. A nigga recycle your monkey ass back because you ain't believing in God for real, motherfucker. Somebody told you to believe in God. Bitch, what is that? That's a fool. You know what I'm saying? That's why even the Bible said the church is foolish, motherfucker. We don't listen, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, sis, you asked me, is there a portal that people could go into and never come out? Hell nah. I'm saying hell no, because the soul can regenerate itself. Even if a motherfucker, I got the mother of the moon that was trapped for a quarter million years, the mother of the moon. All I did was regenerate that motherfucker, the mother of the moon. Been trapped for a quarter million years, this bitch in the goddamn water. All we did was regenerate. When I say we, I'm just speaking to her. She was regenerated. The soul don't never die. Motherfucker, trap your ass for 10 million years in a dark hole. You regenerate yourself. No bullshit. That was all, sis.
I got one more question, and then I'm out. One more question. So I know I've heard you say God bless you before. I want to know what you mean when you say that.
When I say God bless you, I just speaking what the people believe in for their goddamn self. A lot of these mothers feel like, a lot of these motherfuckers feel like some God going to bless their monkey ass. So I just talk to the people. You know how you meet a nigga where they at? And in order for me to speak to a fucking people, I've got to use common words because my throat chakra and my spirit told me to. Because my people ain't fucking wrong for what they can't understand on a more higher level. You see what I'm saying? So when I say God bless you, that's what the fuck the people believe in. They want to be blessed. They always talk about blessings and shit. So I'm just saying that to the motherfuckers who believe in them being blessed by God. It's not a belief in me, baby. I just speak. According to what I'm here for the people. I'm already perfected. Shit me. I just came here for the fucking people and to correct what needs to be corrected. That's all. So a lot of things I say, it's just based on what the people can perceive so that something would hit them. You see what I'm saying? And the motherfucker always feeling good when you say, God bless you. God bless you. You know what I'm saying? It's like an inspiration. You see what I'm saying? So ain't no wrong in this shit. You see what I'm saying? It's an inspiration to a motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? I say a lot of shit to people that I don't fucking believe in, but I know they heart mean well, and it's what it takes for their heart to move forward. You see what I'm saying? It's called mind control. God damn it, mind control.
I love you as my sister, and I'm not offended by anything that you say, but I do believe. And I believe because of my experiences that I've had, I do. But I definitely respect everything that you're saying. And you don't have to say what you don't believe to people. Just be you. Be real. Be you. You don't have to, because I would never do that. And I encourage you to.
Oh, but you're not me. I'm here for 13 worlds, so I got to speak what's in my throat chakra. I am being me, but it's, even if one don't perceive me as that, as long as I believe that and I know that for myself, I'm here for 13 worlds, baby, honey. Uh-huh. I rule worlds, baby. I rule planets, honey. So it's a certain way that I need to spit to these motherfuckers, which is installed inside of me. So I am just being. But what you won't do, another nigga will. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, you make sure you got your husband kit ready, okay? And I,
okay.
And I'll see you in the next show.
Okay? Love you, mama. Thank you for calling in. Ooh, caller number six, honey. Right, Brother O?
All right. Hey, hey, how are you, Christine? This is Dr. Chinchilla J, WDNN Commissioner. I'm enjoying your show. Wow, these portals, they really had me tripping out over here, you know, because we know that, like, in so many movies, I like to watch a lot of horror movies and stuff, and in those horror movies and movies with demon possession and all that stuff, I like watching those kind of movies because there's a lot of truth in that stuff. So, and people have to look at it and decipher and discern what's going on in those movies. And everything that happens in those movies, it's happening out here for real, okay? Because that's just like all the different things that we saw way back when, like when I was a kid, like watching a show called Get Smart and all that stuff, how they had all this technology that did not exist back then, but it does now, okay? So we really have to pay attention to some of these movies because there's a lot of truth.
Yes.
And wow, I would love to hear more about portals and all that stuff. But I want to talk about Sister Bessie. It was so good hearing her tonight because we haven't heard her voice in so long. Because so I was so thrilled and elated to hear her call in and talk tonight. And I just want to jump on that conversation for a minute about the human trafficking in Florida. Now, Florida has always been the biggest state in this country for human trafficking with child pornography and, you know, kidnapping children and all that stuff and sex trafficking, all that different stuff. But now I had did a story last year and every year because Florida has arrests every year with people being arrested, multiple people for human trafficking. But in 2002, I think it was like in March, there was 108 people, yes, in the state of Florida, but not all from Disney World, but they were there were 108 arrests there in Florida, and four of them were employees at Disney. The rest of them were like sheriffs, judges, there were lawyers, there were docs, and this goes on all the time, and it just has to stop. Because when we look at this human trafficking, especially with these kids, it's always people of influence and affluent people, people with power. And that's that spiritual wickedness in high places. That's the rulers of darkness of this world, the judges, the lawyers, the sheriff's department, and even the doctors, because these doctors have control. People believe in their doctors. And so it's always people can trust, you know, that be able to trust. And those are the ones that are doing these crimes. And it's just so ridiculous. But I am enjoying your show and theme.
Thank you.
And it's really amazing. And I love it. I love it. But really gives people something to really think about. It gives people something to think about these portals and, you know, because they could be anywhere. And like you said, people have to know where some of them are, but people that come through them, come through it. I don't know nobody that came through one, but I know when I'm used spiritually, my mind and my body can go elsewhere, and I can see, you know, because God has blessed me with that gift to see. And all of that. So, yeah, I definitely want to talk to you more about that, you know, at a different time. I definitely want to hear more about your journey.
Oh, Doc.
But thank you so
much. Can you do an interview? Doc, hit me up so you can do an interview for me, please. Or I also, my next season show, I would go into it. And just thank you so much for everything that you give to us and for all of your shows as well. And Tiana had said, she had said something. I'm coming, Brother O. She had said something about a portal that you could go in and not come out. Okay, complex. I can create a space for a motherfucker to go through and not come back here because their soul is scheduled to be in another atmosphere that is not here in flesh and blood. I'm on assignment right now where I send angelic beings who have then got their ass written up because I got angels on the planet, or angelic holographic beings that's stationed in Ohio, but they ass all the way in fucking Germany. I got holographic beings or call angels that's in Florida, and they ass need to be in the state of fucking Oregon. So I got a whole mess going on in the supernatural. You think these evil motherfuckers is flesh doing shit with fucking children? Man, please. Man, please. I also do 3 and 6 hour lectures to teach a motherfucker or remind a motherfucker how you can address the problem. Not only talk about it, but to stop this shit. Now, in saying that, it's many of us that's stopping all this shit, okay? Busting our ass, honey. And I'm talking about we using all of our forms that's not in flesh and blood right now. Some of us, we see all of this shit, and we are stopping this shit. But if you can only see with a human eye and your ass ain't connected to the spirit for real, you would know and be able to see everything that we are all doing right now in the fucking heavens and fixing on this planet right now. Believe half of what you see, honey. Or get closer to your little God you pray to. That nigga should be showing you what the fuck is being done about it. The God that you pray to, this nigga, this most high motherfucker, you should be able for that most high clown you talk about should be showing you all of this shit. You crazy? It should show you how I turned the entire fucking sea upside down, as in right side up. Are you kidding me? Anyway, I'm going to speak it powerful like that, brother. Oh, I'm going to speak, but most of us got to leave flesh and blood, and you're going to have to read about us motherfuckers, because only some people is only meant for them. They could only see what's going on with a human eye. Fuck out of here. Please, man. Show most of the world to see this shit when I get you out of your little meat suit. There ain't no fucking Jesus coming. There ain't no God in the sky going to help you, nigga. All the help you have is right here on this surface. Something greater than what the fuck you pray to. Brother O, take us home, boo.
On the job, listen to the jam master as he starts to rock.
The
one of my greatest influences right there, Jason Mizell. Rest in peace, Jam Master Jay. And all the folks out there that listen to the show, you heard what Christine said, and I love every bit of it. Tomorrow night, there's no show. But, of course, we come right back on with another show. I'm just kidding around. Tomorrow night, we have Sister Bessie Trutha, and, of course, you know, The Front Porch on an outstanding BevNat Classic, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, you know, what more can I say about Sister Bessie, what she's done for us on a constant basis? And that's an inside joke with me and Sister Bessie, you know, on stand. But anyway, you know, I'm going to go back into the archives of Talk Shoe Radio tomorrow. That's right. Going back to 2018. It'll be deemed necessary for you to know when I send it, you know, to the portals of, you know, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. But it's going to be a great archive nonetheless. And enjoy the wonderful broadcast nominee for the NSRA Hall of Fame. She's going to give you, you know, in real time, something that you need to learn, understand, and grow from. And I'm proud of Sister Bessie, and I love her very, very, very much. And, of course, tonight, Jesus, thank you so much for what you've done for us on the concert. I'm always playing around. Don't forget, tomorrow night is July 9th. I'm just kidding around. Anyway, yeah, the only one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi _ Time, Oladele Malema, Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions on one of our programs tonight? Ole Day Lay Down goes to mygmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay, where he goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio to support us on a constant basis. And now back to, again, the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, the outstanding Miss Jesus Powell. Christine, take us away.
Ooh, take us home, baby. Wow. Thank you for those who heard me with all that cussing. Yeah, right. Man, much honor to you all for those who had an ear to hear. And much honor to the young man that called in, honey, that called in tonight, honey, and to all of those who called in, Angela, Tiana, Philly. Just thank you all for calling in. Thank you for those again who had an ear to hear. And thank you, Brother O, for playing that hip-hop KRS-One, Jam Master Jay, Will Smith, and Jazzy Jeff. And the others who I'm still kind of young didn't grasp their voices. But thank you so much. Thank you, Brother O, for choosing me. Much love to you all, man. Take care.